sandwich. You've got veggie lasagna and turkey chili for dinners. And there's plenty of yogurt cups and carrot sticks in case you want to get your snack on.
I'm going to be gone for 3 days. What if I run out of food?
Well, then you'll starve and die, but I'm sure somebody will call me.
Why do you have to go? Can't someone else go to that stupid teacher conference?
No, because I'm the stupid teacher that volunteered for it. Besides, I'm not going to Mardi Gras. I'm headed to the Honest Abe's Motor Lodge in Springfield.
Does it have a pool?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, they do have a hot tub, but I always think drunk people pee in those. I know I do.
What am I supposed to do while you're gone?
Anything. Your wife's going out of town, fella. Whoop it up.
I don't whoop. I wasn't a whooper when I was single. I got married because I couldn't whoop.
I sure did my fair share of whooping. Ay, ay, ay. But those days are gone, and those pictures have been cut up or burned.
I promise you'll call me every day so I can at least hear your voice.
Every morning when I wake up and when I go to bed.
Seriously?
Oh, and I'll text you from the hot tub. Wait, somebody has totally lost his funny bone this morning.
You know what? Go. But when you come home and you don't recognize me, I'll be the frail old man that's bearded mumbling to himself in the basement.
You're going to be fine. Just promise me you're going to eat the food that I gave you, not go on a junk food binge.
If you promise me you'll take care of yourself and not run off with some P.E. teacher from Rockford.
Deal. No Big Mac for you. And no Big Mac for me. I'm going to go finish packing. Hey, do you still have that little flask I got you 2 Christmases ago?
Man, you better snap out of it, because I'm not going to have you droopy dogging it for the next 3 days.
Leave me alone, Carl. I miss my wife.
Well, maybe instead of pining like a little baby, you should take this time to reconnect with your best friend.
Are you kidding? We spend 40 hours a week together.
That's our professional relationship, not us sharing details about our personal life.
So you fretting to me for an hour about your alleged shrinking testicles considered by-the-book police work?
Look, how are you going to be able to wash my back if you don't know what's going on in my head?
Probably be more likely to take a bullet for you if I didn't.
Now we know that. See? We haven't had one of these heart-to-hearts for as long as I can remember.
Are you kidding me? I've been hearing about your small ball theory since I got you that pocket tape measure.
You know, I'm starting to think it's got something to do with the weather. You know, barometric pressure. Yeah, every time a cloud rolls in, I go from 18.1 centimeters to 17.5.
We all caught up now because I'm going to text my wife.
Hey, how about tonight you and I go out and grab a beer and rekindle the embers of our friendship?
Come home now.
You could be my wingman. Nothing melts a single lady's heart like seeing a caring friend console his grieving buddy over the tragic death of his wife.
I'm not going to let you say my wife's dead. Bad enough I let you take me to a strip joint in a wheelchair.
You know, we don't need to be specific about her whereabouts. She's gone, you're sad, I'm horny.
Well, all of those things are true. Damn it, Peronto, what are you doing down here? Why does it smell like a tire fire?
I'm tumble drying my Kermits. Joyce is going nuts with this spring cleaning thing.
The dryer is not built to handle car mats.
It can handle your underwear, and talk about burnt tire smell, it's like ringside at NASCAR.
Get your crap and get out of here.
What are you doing home anyway? Your wife's out of town. You should be out having fun. Go to a strip club or something.
I don't like doing anything without Molly. It's not the same.
Well, you certainly have to be more gentlemanly during the lap dances. And I don't know about your wife, but Joyce has a strict no motorboating rule.
I'm going to eat one of the prepared dinners she left me, go to bed at 8:30, and smell her pillow till I fall asleep.
You disgust me. You're a disgrace. The husband's everywhere.
Why? Because when my wife's out of town, I don't want to give some stripper a buck to shake her behind in my face?
Trust me, the ones that'll do it for a buck, you don't want their behinds in your face.
How much would it cost for me to see your behind walking up those stairs?
Look, If you don't take advantage of these 3 days of freedom, you will regret it for the rest of your life.
Hey, I love my wife, and I miss her.
That's because you're still basking in the early bloom. But one day, in the not-so-distant future, you will find yourself standing in the Wisconsin Dells wearing fanny packs and visors, arguing about where to eat lunch.
Oh, God.
And as you try to decide between Olive Garden or jumping in front of a bus, you will regret not having taken advantage of these precious days of sweet freedom.
Well, Reanimator is playing at the Skokie Fourplex, and their hot butter pump is self-serve and unmonitored.
There you go. Baby steps, whatever you want to do. The point is to live like a man.
Bitch, what the hell are you doing down here?
I'm giving my car rats a little spring spruce, my dear. Remember, you told me they smell like feet.
Well, chop, chop, hairball. What, you gotta finish your chores and then take me to the Olive Garden.
Spread your wings and fly, little bird. For all of us.
Bitch!
Hey, man. Could you please try to look more sad? Just put some hot sauce in your eyes or pluck out a nose hair or something. Just lost your wife, for God's sakes.
Well, let's just cut to the chase, and I'll tell you exactly what these ladies are thinking.
No, no, and hell no.
Can we please just go to a movie?
No, we can't carry on a conversation in the movie. And this is our time to reconnect. And me and you. And to help you through this horrible, horrible time of grief. Still wearing your ring. This breaks my heart.
Will you please stop using me to meet women? Where's your $20 bill on a string?
I lost it at a Payless shoe store. That woman had cat-like reflexes. She earned it.
Let's just finish our beers and go home.
Not quite yet. James, how's it going, man?
Good. It's Carl, right?
Yeah, man. You used to date your ex-wife. We practically related. I think they call that Spanish cousins.
Right. So how you doing?
How's it look like I'm doing? I'm wearing Hugo Boss, drinking the Sam Adams. Booyah!
Well, it's good to see you again.
Hey, so, hanging out in the singles bar by yourself, huh? Christina kicked you to the curb, too? What does that woman want? I mean, if two handsome studs like us ain't good enough, then she might not even be in the dudes. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about.
Actually, she's out in the car waiting for me.
Oh.
Yeah, she had a craving for pepper poppers. Mm-hmm. You know how it is with pregnant women.
Pregnant.
Booyah.
Anyway, it's good seeing you again, man.
Yeah, good to see you. Hang on. How pregnant is she? Because it hasn't been that long since she and I.
It's not your baby.
All right, all right. Hey, well, you know, just in case, make sure he goes to a good college. I'm happy for him. I couldn't be happier. Christina knew I wanted a kid. And now that man's having my baby.
Well, look at the bright side. Now you don't have to put parental controls on your porn channels.
I hurt so much. She broke my heart, and all I ever did was love her. I loved her so much, Mike.
You'll love again. Hey, maybe now's the time to get that guinea pig you've been talking about.
Oh, my world is shattered. It's torn apart at the seams. I can't eat. I can't sleep. The Sandman's gonna have to bring 2 bags of damn up my levy of tears.
Got a couple of melatonin, maybe some nighty-night tea. Hey, I could always clock you in the jaw with a fireplace log.
You do whatever you want. I don't care if I ever wake up again. There's no tomorrow. It's only yesterday. And the love that I once knew.
This is Molly. I gotta take this.
Hey, sweetie.
Nothing. Just missing you. She misses me, too.
Everybody's got somebody but me.
Nah, just Carl. I don't know. He's upset about something.
More importantly, how are you?
She's telling me about her day.
Ben, roll up these rugs. Victoria, get going on those shelves.
So I'm gonna have to spend my whole Saturday spring cleaning. You know this is my day to read and reflect.
Reflect on what? The fact you didn't do crap Monday through Friday?
Did Molly call so she got my flowers?
Where the hell have you been, Romeo? You gotta put up the screens and clean the gutters.
You gotta be kidding. I was up half the night with a colicky Carl. I had to keep driving him around the block till he fell asleep.
Quit whining. I haven't even been to bed yet, and my buzz wore off about 40 minutes ago.
If you're jonesing, try hoofing the pine cleaner. I'm seeing double, and I can't hear anything out of my left ear.
I sure am hearing a lot of bitching from people who live in my house for free.
The lady makes a very good point. Vince, put on some work clothes, and I'll grab a ladder, and I'll meet you on the roof.
That's more like it.
I told you to fly, but you had to come back, didn't you, you big dodo bird?
This is disgusting. Can you smell this? Get over here and smell this.
I can smell it from here. Just put it in a bag and keep scooping.
This isn't just rotten leaves. I'm telling you, something died in these gutters.
It was just a dead squirrel or a rat.
No, this is bigger, more sour. It's like a rotting hobo midget.
Oh, maybe Santa lost a helper.
What are we doing up here anyway? This is women's work.
Look, we're better off. We've only been given one chore, and we can stretch it out as long as we want.
Well, if I scoop up a dwarf skull, I'm jumping off this roof and using you as my airbag.
Let's just get it done, and we can take turns napping behind the chimney while the other one waits lookout.
First dead robin of the season.
Can I name it or bag it?
If you're the one who crapped on my Sebring, I'll see you in hell.
Jesus, it's like 10 years of dusty farts in here.
Mom, this silver polish is making my eyes blurry and some of my hair is falling out.
Use it sparingly. They took that stuff off the market. Why do kids always look under the sink when they're thirsty?
I'll get that.
Oh, no, you won't. I am not letting you anywhere near an open door. You'll take off like that Jack Russell we owned for 2 hours.
Miss Flynn, I'm just here to say goodbye to Mike before I leave town to start a new life and try to mend this broken heart.
Well, don't get any tears on the floor. I just waxed it.
Hi, sweetie. Just thought I'd leave you a quick message to tell you I found that Frisbee. Okay, that's it. Hope you're having fun, too. Love you. Bye.
Hey, we're not up here to make phone calls, Gidget. Now bring that body bag over, because I just found another mummified rodent.
Squirrel or rat?
My money's on possum. Based on the position of his paws, it died scared.
So it was definitely a struggle. Probably a feral cat got a hold of it.
Or a hungry homeless dwarf. They'll eat anything.
Did you watch that movie with the crazy leprechaun again?
You know, that's based on a true story.
Hey.
Carl, what are you doing?
Didn't feel right leaving town without coming by, giving you a big hug, and telling you how much you mean to me.
Where are you going?
I haven't decided yet. Someplace where I get a fresh start.
Avoid Indiana. There's nothing fresh about the whole state. It's like these gutters, but with legal fireworks.
Carl, you're talking crazy. Go home and get some sleep.
I know, my home is in the back of that Chevrolet Blazer, and my future lies in that road ahead of me.
Remember, stay on I-55, because it loops all the way around Indiana.
City's too small and has too many memories. Now I see a reflection in every shop window and every puddle on the street.
Rat! I'm telling you, there's something on this roof. That's a killing machine.
I don't know why I ever bought this damn piano. Neither of you girls can play a tune to save your life.
Well, you wouldn't let us practice.
Yeah, because you sounded awful. Like a burning cat tangled in wind chimes.
I got it!
Oh, freeze! Don't try to run. I got your car keys and your weed stash.
Damn it.
What?
Is Mike here?
On the roof.
And you are brave enough to be inside the house?
Oh, you can't just pack up and move to a different state every time a woman craps on your heart.
Yeah, sooner or later you run out of options and have to go to Canada and turn homo. Happened to a buddy of mine.
Really?
Yep. Owns a sweet little B&B in Saskatoon. Warm chocolate chip cookie on the nightstand every time you walk into the room.
That sounds nice.
It's lovely. Little rock garden out back. You should take Molly. It's a romantic weekend without equal. I'm quoting the brochure.
Well, I can't stay in Chicago. Eventually, I'm going to run into Christina, and she'll be holding a baby.
Hey, as long as she's not thrusting it at you, saying it's your problem now, Daddy, why do you think I avoid Indiana?
There you are, Carl. I was so worried.
Ah, he's fine. Just a little upset. He's talked things out with his friends.
You came all the way over here to check on me? Of course. You're like a brother to me. A brother will not hesitate to sue if he skipped out on the rent.
See? People care about you. You can't just run away. It's the law.
Yeah, well, how can I ever be happy while another man is living the life I was supposed to live?
I used to feel the same way about underwater explorer Jacques Cousteau.
I love Jacques Cousteau.
Right? How I envied that red-capped bastard. While I was busting my hump on land, he was sailing the seven seas.
Yeah, he had that underwater sub, too.
The Nautilus. Get you eyeball to eyeball with the legendary giant squid.
They have put men on the moon, but so much of the deep sea is unexplored and unknown.
Right? I mean, anything could be down there.
It's like these gutters.
Hey, look. I found a bunch of your grandma's old silver. Since you built up a tolerance to the cleaner, I'll let you keep going.
Mom, I'm worried I might be getting permanent brain damage.
That's how I felt hearing you play the piano. We're even.
Where is that clueless knucklehead?
Well, we got a nice assortment on the roof.
Places you've been to, the things that you've shown us, the stories you tell. Hi, Calypso, I sing to your spirit, the men who have served you so long and so well.
I can't believe you just left a message on my machine telling me you were leaving town.
I was humiliated, Grandma.
More humiliated than when I caught you cutting a mouth hole in my wig head?
I was 13 years old, and that wasn't what it looked like.
It looked like a young boy having sex with a wig head.
I thought you came here to cheer me up.
Look, boy, losing somebody is never easy. But you got to get over this woman and get on with your life.
It's so hard, Grandma, having somebody you love not love you back.
I know that. When your grandpa left me, I thought my whole world was going to fall apart.
Left you? You told me he died.
What was I going to tell you? That I came home one day, he packed up all his stuff and skipped town?
So why did you say he was dead?
He's dead to me. And if I ever see him again, he'll be dead to everybody else, too. Disappearing son of a bitch.
Well, why are you telling me this now?
Guess I was just too humiliated before. But eventually, somebody else came into my life and brought me more joy than I could ever imagine.
Who was that?
I'll give you a hint. He's young and handsome. And I'm sharing a porch swing with him.
I love you, Grandma.
I love you, too. And if you ever decide to leave town again, you better take me with you.
It's a deal.
Anywhere but Indiana.
Mom, Molly's gonna be home any minute, and I don't want her to know I cheated on my diet.
But I've already eaten half a pan of veggie lasagna and four yogurt cups.
Spark some more pot and tear through this stuff.
Mike, you are a cop. I don't think you can legally tell me to do that.
Hey, I have turned a blind eye for 3 years while your bedroom smelled like Willie Nelson's beard. Let's go. That's carrots here. Here, hide this in the trunk of your car. Throw the carrots up on the roof. There's something up there that'll eat anything.
If I have any more of this turkey chili, I'm going to crap a pilgrim.
Put the bowl in the sink and rinse it out. Go, go, go! There's my gal. How was the teacher conference?
Oh, I think it was fun. I was pretty drunk most of the time. You miss me?
More than I can tell you.
Raining carrot sticks?
Because my sweetheart's home.